Drake and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. Coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Literally around the world. We have listeners in the UK. They turned up in our Spotify stats, which I thought was impressive.
Well, that's bloody brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and anything on the show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or, you may not be listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. To my right and your left is Ziggy. Say hello, Ziggy.
Hey.
And, boy, do we have some stuff to talk about today. Gen Z wants to ban sports talk in the office. Can you imagine that?
Does Gen Z know anything about sports?
No, they're all fat and lazy. What's the point of being a legal citizen when undocumented immigrants in California could have a new path to home ownership? The Trump courtroom in New York City is now a tourist stop. Americans want mass deportation. Teachers in Chicago want higher salaries and lower standards.
I'm sorry, that's every person ever.
Okay. And then Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, I think.
The governor impersonator?
Yeah. Anyway, she daughter's graduation this weekend, she was accosted by pro-Hamas protesters, and it was glorious to see. She's a
what
big...
would Hamas do to that little girl if they had her?
Probably some unspeakable things, as they've done to other female hostages they've had.
Well, one, she'd be a hostage, and that'd be the best part of what we could share about it.
Sure.
And yet they want to protest in favor of Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
Pro-Palestine, I get. Pro-Hamas, that's just terrorism.
Mm-hmm. But it's funny that Whitmer, a big Democrat, is facing the monster she and her party have helped create. Anyway, we'll get to that. Hopefully we'll get to all this today. I went light on the topics this week because we keep missing stuff. And things, I don't want things to carry over for the next 6 weeks. And so I'd like to try to
pull some stories out of the vault.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. But one thing we need to talk about first, before we get to crazy on the way or anything else, this is our 52nd episode. So we've been doing this for a year now.
Oh my.
And our official anniversary is next week on the 17th, which was the first episode we did. And yay, here we are. 52 episodes.
I mean, 1 year in.
And if this is anything like my last show, we'll go another 6 months and then blow the whole thing up. So
let's enjoy it now.
Yeah, but no, hopefully we don't do that. So, anything new with you guys? Any crazy on the way stuff? Or
well, I think anything? That qualifies. Just that 52 episodes, we're in a full year at this point. Mm-hmm. I know there's a couple best of shows where we compilated whatever, but it's also week 10 of our challenge.
Oh,
in the Little Miss Sailor Twist contest,
right?
If we don't say her name outright, we get a reward. So.
Okay.
This one goes out to Taylor's number one fan.
Yes, now will Taylor's number one fan
start spinning that clay?
She might be a little busy in the next couple of weeks.
She might be. Right. She might be. She
did. So maybe we have to wait. Or
I got a message from her. She said she's firing up the kiln. She's getting ready.
To
make our stuff. So.
I see. Okay. Because if we need to wait a couple of weeks because you got to move or something, that would we would certainly understand.
True. She's busy. She's at the courtroom for Trump being a tourist.
You want to talk?
Wants to see how it goes.
Well, a lot of people want to see how it goes. You want to talk about that first?
Sure. I do want to give a little weight to the idea that we've been around doing this and we got some people listening in more than one country, and we kind of jokingly say. Throughout the nation or around the world or whatever, and now it's actually true. So,
well, it was always true. We just now have evidence.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian.
Because, I mean, we're on the internet, so of course we're all over the world. And now we have proof that people from the UK are listening, and,
woo-hoo.
It's...
Right on.
So it's a good thing I haven't gone into my... Irish Republican mode and offended all the British people. We could do that.
No, let's avoid that. Okay. Of course, you're supposed to offend everybody in the first 5 minutes.
That's right. So from the Daily Mail, speaking of the UK, it's a UK newspaper. The headline, "The Trump trial is the latest must-see attraction for tourists in New York. Courtroom 1530 is the new room where, quote, it happens for visitors after seeing Hamilton and the Statue of Liberty." So you can get tickets, apparently, to get into this courtroom and wait in line for a seat. And
Do you have to pay for these tickets?
No, the tickets are free. But there's a picture of,
because it wouldn't surprise me if Trump found a way to monetize his trial.
No. Well, I mean, New York might.
That would be entertaining, actually.
Yes, it would be.
It'd be even better if New York did it and New York was trying to make money off of him.
Oh, yeah. The seemingly mundane case about ledgers and checks has become the hottest ticket in town, enlivened already by the testimony of America's tabloid king, of course, the former president, and a celebrity lawyer who got a payout from Charlie Sheen. And for the lucky few who line up early enough to snag one of the golden tickets, it's a yellow card emblazoned with the New York State Unified Court System logo.
I got a golden ticket. Yeah,
there's a chance to be in the same room with Mr. Trump as he faces his charges. And they talk to people from Australia who came over to see it.
Oh, wow.
And there's a picture of the line waiting to get in. There is criticisms about the facilities in general, where they show a picture of the bathroom that looks pretty janky and say the whole courthouse itself really needs a remodel.
Yeah.
No central air. The ground floor cafeteria makes visitors wrinkle their noses in shock. Here's a good line. "The ticket is a lot cheaper than Broadway. It's free, and the facilities match the price." But a picture of the line trying to get in and people snapping pictures of Mr. Trump as he arrives. Is,
well, who are they kidding? Know. They're not there for the facility.
Right? No, they're there to see a show.
See Trump get spanked. And so,
well, he's not getting spanked. That's the thing. Well, it's the other side that's getting spanked.
Don't tell me about, I don't need to hear these people's opinions on the facility when the reason they're there with their free ticket is to see Trump and see this trial. So let's stay on topic there, ding dong.
The courthouse isn't made for tourists.
Hey. No, it isn't. But there's another. There's one picture of people in line. There's another of two camped out on lawn chairs. They've got blankets around their legs and they're just waiting for the doors to open. This is like lining up for a Star Wars movie or something 2 months before the movie actually opens.
Be worth it, though.
Yeah. But
because it is the 45-year anniversary of the first Star Wars movie, A New Hope, Episode 4.
So I hear.
Yeah, for all you geeks.
Star Wars was really cool when I was 12.
Oh, stop it. Long live R2.
So how should we be surprised, though, that something that is actually relatively serious is turning into a tourist trap and tickets and it's another show. It's another gladiator thing at the Roman Colosseum, and people want to show up to see blood.
I love the irony of it, because these people that hate him so much, I'm kind of indifferent on him. Right at this point, I hear about him way too much. I'm just tired of the whole show. But they are continuing the show by showing up and bringing these charges. Yeah. That I've heard some legal analysts say there's no basis for this.
After the Hope Hicks testimony the other day, this is like the Titanic. It's just slowly going to sink.
Well, but the people that don't want him around anymore are guaranteeing that he is going to stay around because they keep giving him press.
Well, exactly. You know? And in a related story,
my mom would say, if you don't want to talk about it anymore, then stop talking about it and drawing attention to it.
Right. But they can't stop because he lives rent-free in their heads. And
shout out to Mom.
If you think this is changing people's mind, people who are voting anyway, according to Rasmussen, one of the more reliable poll operations, Mr. Trump now leads Mr. Biden by 10 points. I have to pay to see the whole article here, but 46% in favor of Trump, 36% for Biden, and Robert Kennedy Jr., he's in there as well, making up the difference, 10% it looks like. Before I hit the paywall. So this isn't working.
Is anybody surprised?
Yeah. And while the tourists who are showing up are also rather indifferent, they're kind of in the middle. We don't know. We don't care. We just want to see, you know, we want to see the history. He complains that he's locked in a courtroom and can't go and campaign, but he almost doesn't have to.
I don't think he's complaining.
Because the media,
I think he's loving this.
Free attention. It's free press, free attention. He doesn't have to go out and officially campaign. The media is doing his job for him.
Oh, yeah. More cameras, more microphones.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to go away, this is not what you want.
Right.
So I think he's having fun with it.
Yeah.
All the little sound bites and snippets. And he gets to play the victim because they are trying to victimize him.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody feels sorry for the underdog, right?
Well, I can't say the black people in general, but just the black community, they're like, he gangster now. He's got the mugshot. We've got rappers. We've got rappers
who are writing songs about him now.
Yeah, and endorsing him on Instagram. Who is that? Little Pump is the latest one, or Lil Pump. I don't know how to say his name because I'm white.
Medium Pump's gonna jump on board, and then Big Pump's gonna be on too.
That's right.
And then he'll really be pumping.
But Lil Pump got a full tattoo on his leg or his arm of the mugshot and put that on Instagram and say, this is the guy now. And it's like,
wow.
Okay, you know, it's like if you're losing black voters, then the Democrats are in real trouble. And, you know.
Well, back to the poll.
Uh-huh.
After the last two presidential cycles, do we believe any polls anymore?
Well, I don't necessarily. I look at Rasmussen because they have generally been pretty accurate. And, of course, this one, a 10-point lead is pretty significant. It will, of course, be eclipsed later in a couple of days.
Not significant.
It just
depends on who did the polling.
Right. Well, the next poll that comes out will show the opposite or something like that.
I just know that I've never been polled. So.
No, neither have I. Although, I'll tell you what, after switching my party affiliation from Republican to Independent, I am getting more of the calls and the texts. So maybe that was the key, is to not be officially registered as one thing or the other, but to be registered independent, because then they go after you. I remember during the Newsom recall, I was getting texts all the time, and
fake recall.
Yeah, and of course, I had a little bit of fun responding with awful things.
Yeah,
and
I don't even respond to them.
Yeah, I stopped because I
immediately go in, block this caller, block this number, whatever.
Delete and report junk.
Yeah, because it's
a life hack for all you youngsters.
Yeah, it stopped being fun after the second or third time, and it's like, what am I doing? You know.
Okay, I got my crazy on the way.
Okay,
I figured it out.
Okay,
do you know what just happened just now?
No,
We've been talking about this Daily Mail article on Trump.
Sure.
For I don't know
13 minutes.
13 minutes.
Yeah.
My screen just finished loading. It has so many pop-ups and videos and ads. They just keep coming, and the blue line was just finished a couple seconds ago.
Uh huh.
And I was waiting because I wanted to see how long does it take. I'm not going to Daily Mail ever again.
I use the Brave browser, so it
I'm pretty sure they just sucked all of my information, personal ID
I'm sure
stuff
they have,
off
of
my computer.
So the British now have everything about. They know everything about you.
So delete. Daily Mail's gone.
Yeah.
Good day.
Well, I just killed the show right there.
You did.
Good day.
Yeah. So thanks a lot for that.
I'm officially anti Daily Mail from now on.
Well, it's a good thing we're up on a break.
I get enough Daily Mail.
Yeah. it's always bills and.
Yep.
So, we got a minute. Do we have any?
We got a minute.
You know, any other real crazy on the way stuff? I can't think. I nothing crazy happens to me anymore on the way over.
I know what happens to you, crazy.
What?
You're still 2 weeks into not sleeping well.
That's true.
And now you're fighting about it.
No, it's too much to get into right now. So what we should do is break, and then I can talk about how my wife wanted to have a fight with me yesterday, but I didn't participate, so it wasn't.
But it was about you not sleeping.
Yes, and
her resolution was hilarious. Her suggestion at the end.
Yes,
we'll get to it after
the
break.
Yes,
get
to it after this. Be right back. Greg and Scott on Radioslot.com, back with you, and let's talk about my 2-week battle with insomnia and getting grumpy and my wife getting mad at me and all this other fun stuff. So it's not like I'm not sleeping at all. I'm just, you know, it's in short periods, and after 2 weeks, it's like, you know, I'm only half my brain works. Everything hurts, and I'm grumpy. So Sunday,
tired of it.
Yeah, yeah. So Sunday, you know, I finally dragged myself out of bed because it's like I don't want to get yelled at for not going to church. And I end up getting yelled at anyway because I was grumpy at church. And so on the way home, you know, my wife is just wearing me out. It's like, when this is happening, you need to stay home. Don't worry. I'll just tell everyone you're not feeling good. And it's like, well, gee, I was trying not to get yelled at. And here I am getting yelled at anyway. And after that, I just shut up. And she kept talking. Just me, you know. And she started out bold and confident, and then as I didn't respond, because I'm not going to fight over this. This is crap. This is, she's, you know, it's like, she's just upset. Just let her blow off steam. So she starts out loud and confident, and then her voice just starts to trail off as I'm not participating. Because you can't have a fight if only one person is involved.
Yep.
And so I'm just staying quiet. And so, you know, so halfway through, careful, Scott, halfway through the ride home, we stop talking completely, so it's very quiet. We pull up and go inside the house. I get a cigar, and I'm outside. You know, she's off doing her thing. I'm outside smoking. I'm leaning against her car in the driveway, and I start falling asleep standing up. Yeah,
that is a talent.
Yeah, and it's like I could just feel it happening, and it's like, well, I'm not going to put my cigar out. These things are expensive. I'm going to finish this, and I finish my cigar, and I go back inside. And then my wife, you know, she just says, "You need a nap," and I'm like, "You're right." Right. And
yeah, because your car put me to sleep.
And I went and took a nap for. I was laying in bed for 2 hours. I did not sleep for 2 hours. I spent most of that time staring at the ceiling, thinking, "My goodness, I can't even take a nap." Of course, I can actually, because I'd had a big mug of tea at church, and that was full of caffeine. So you know, it can't win. But eventually, I did doze off and. But yeah, that was the one-sided fight that.
Your wife's brilliant.
Why is she brilliant?
Because I love her solution to you having insomnia is go take a nap.
Go take a nap. Yeah.
That's just a brilliant deduction there, Copernicus.
And then I guess after that, you know, we had enough time apart where she wasn't mad at me anymore. But
nice.
You know, it's not like I've chosen this. This happens. In cycles, and it's, you know, happened throughout my life where it will end as quick as it began with no reason whatsoever, you know, for the same, you know, it starts for no reason, it ends for no reason, and then I'll be fine. But yeah, it's
seasonal insomnia.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Been a rough couple of weeks. Excuse me, but I feel okay today. So, you know, I might be on the other side of it now, which would be nice. So
maybe we could have people email us with the things they do to fall asleep.
Yeah. Okay.
Drake and Scott with 3 T's at gmail.com.
All right.
Drake and Scott at gmail.com.
Spell it all
if
out.
If you can't figure out how to get the third T in there, then you don't deserve to email us.
That's right.
So, yeah, how do you fall asleep, Ziggy?
with my eyes closed.
All right. So that maybe that's what I'm doing.
You're about as brilliant as his wife. I close my eyes. No tricks?
No tricks, really, you know.
Yeah, insomnia, I never have that problem.
I mean,
Well, you're lucky.
If I lay down on that couch right there and put my head down, I could be out in a moment. Just gone.
Wow. All right.
I don't do naps, though. Because if I nap during the day, I'm done. I'm trying to wake up, I'm groggy and forget where I am. And I'm grumpy, groggy.
Yeah, it's
probably a few other G words.
Yeah, it's never a good combination. Yeah.
No, if I'm having trouble, I'll try to read something really boring.
Oh, like one of my books.
Oh, no. puts me right out.
You should read some of these news stories on Trump. Put you right to sleep. So what's the deal with the Chicago teachers that want higher salaries and lower standards? I want that at my work, too. I want lower standards for my performance with higher pay.
That's right. Okay. Chicago Teachers Union unveils a $50 billion demand, including lower standards, 95K salaries, and letting schools enact trauma closures. Hypocrite leader educates son privately.
So we want to have lower standards for how we educate our kids in Chicago?
Yeah, let's well, in Chicago, and what happens in Chicago tends to spread to the rest of the country. So let's...
you mean like Obama?
Yes. So to the article, the Chicago Teachers Union's contract is set to expire in June, which will soon prompt negotiations between educators and the school board. Union President Stacey Davis Gates said in early March that her proposed contract for 24 to 28 will cost $50.03. Exact math there. So the union is demanding 9% cost of living adjustments every year. And according to Indeed, the average salary of a teacher in Chicago, Chicago Public Schools, I should add, is about $67,000 with raises every 4 years. Teachers will be getting about $95,000 by 2028. 36% higher than the national average.
Okay.
And hang on.
So they're already getting paid more than the national average.
Well, no, but that would be the raise. At the end of this contract, as it goes through, by the end of it, they will be above the national average.
Okay. Does their performance merit a raise?
Well, we're getting to that. The $50 billion demand comes despite the fact that Chicago Public Schools spends more than $21,000 per student, far above the national average. And even with the extra $7,000 that Chicago lavishes on its students, the cost does not appear to have led to better academic results. Only 21% of eighth grade students in Chicago's public schools were proficient at reading, as measured by the National Report Card. And this is perhaps why Davis Gates has been sending her son to a prestigious private Catholic school.
No way.
Yes way.
Did she take some notes and some hints from Gabbing Nuisance
probably,
in California?
Probably.
Don't send them to the public school.
Yes. Yep.
You can trash the public school all you want. Just send your kid to private school. That's great.
Yep.
Gotta love our leaders who fail to lead.
Yes. Well, like the...
Oh, so we got our answer. We got our answer for should they get a raise in lower standards. No. I remember as a kid asking my dad dumb questions, and he would come back at me with, no.
What were some of the dumb questions?
I don't know. All of them. Most of them. When you're 8, 10, 16, 19, you ask dumb questions, right? You need dad to explain it to you.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to do that. But dad, and he would say, no.
And that was the...
Do you know what no means?
Yes. So is this typical of public school teachers or typical of just working in general?
Well, it's in general. I remember having a conversation with my mom one time because I wanted to raise.
Mm-hmm.
And she says to me, well, you never asked that question, can you have a raise? Before asking the question, am I making the company more money or am I being productive enough that I deserve a raise? Mm-hmm. Existing is no argument for getting a raise. Just that you're still breathing and you showed up at work, that doesn't mean you get a raise. And just because cost of living went up doesn't mean you should get a raise either. If things got more expensive, that's a market driven, right? Are you keeping up with the market in your productivity? Then you can ask, can I get a raise because I'm actually a benefit to the company?
Mm-hmm.
And I sat and spun on that for months and still to this day just think, that was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I never asked for a raise since then. No, just perform. Perform like crazy to where your company goes, I don't want to lose him.
Yeah.
Because he's that's beneficial. Because
that's exactly what they're going to do.
It happens.
Well,
it's happened to me a few times.
It's happened from time to time. I will admit that.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen a lot.
No,
not much anymore. So it will be interesting to watch this case, though, because, they're asking for the moon right now. They want all kinds of stuff. And, of course, you always open your negotiations by going all the way. And then you pare back.
This goes back to something Dad said. There's no such thing as free.
Mm-hmm.
You want a raise for free? You just want lower standards for free?
Mm-hmm.
What's the return?
We want to work less and get paid more. That's not a way to open a negotiation, though.
No. Well, and you're not doing your job. You're not educating the kids in Chicago. Their grades are going down. Your national average are going down compared to the national average. So, I'm sorry. What are you asking for? We have our answer.
Yeah.
No.
Right. Well, it's this proposal is 142 pages, and
oh my goodness.
Yeah, the article.
Can't you just cover it in one page?
No, because they've got to ask for all their extra stuff. But yeah. It says the teachers' union does address ways to increase the proficiency of its students in certain sections.
No, I got an idea. I think I'm going to walk out on negotiations.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just going to walk out.
The biggest,
I'm not going to be part of this.
The bigger focus, though, is that they have requests that have to do more with addressing perceived social ills in the community. So they want all kinds of social justice stuff. They want gender neutral bathrooms, etc. You know, I mean,
why don't you teach math?
They want all kinds of stuff,
yeah. And English and history and social stuff. Why don't you just teach? How about that? I don't need.
That's asking a lot, Scott.
I don't need a social justice lecture from my plumber.
it's public school. I mean, you know, it's a. What do you expect? And I know we got teachers in the audience, and I know they're wonderful. And if we ask them, they will tell us that this is kind of the other side of things, and we deal with the bad teachers all day, and this is what they talk about. But it's like,
I was in a good mood today.
Yeah, I know.
But I found out that my chemistry teacher isn't going to teach me about the periodic chart. They want to teach me about social justice.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I think I'm going to use that voice for the rest of the show. I'm a social justice warrior.
Yes, you should do that.
In fact, I should do that? Or are you telling me what to do, Brian?
That's right.
Because I'm triggered right now.
Now tell us that. Now do the whole from the river to the sea thing, and then it'll.
I refuse to have those words come out of my mouth. Hey, you just cured my.
I did.
My accent. I'm not doing that anymore. You just paired me with terrorists.
Well, my job is done here.
The third T does not stand for terrorism. Okay. Gee whiz. They're going to hunt me down.
No, they're not.
Yeah, the cops are after me. And
they got to get
now the terrorists.
Oh, that's right. First. You're already a wanted fugitive. Don't worry. They got to get through me first. All right, we're over our time limit here. So back after this. Craig and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com, back with Genesis and Illegal Alien, a song from the mid-80s that they could never make today because it's so offensive. But it's the perfect intro to our next story here.
That's so great.
The California Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loans Program. This was launched last March by the California Housing Finance Agency. It offers qualified first-time home buyers with a loan worth up to 20% of the purchase price of a house or condominium. The homes don't accrue interest or require monthly payments. The mortgage is refinanced or the house is sold again. And by the way, this program doesn't address eligibility based on immigration status. So what's the point of being a legal citizen if you got to work harder for stuff like a home and et cetera, and then we're just giving things away to people who come across the border illegally? And Genesis might say it's no fun being an illegal alien, but it sounds like a blast to me.
Well, things have changed since he wrote that song.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's different now. The point of being a legal citizen is you get to pay for everything now.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My kids can't qualify for anything. Not a single thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
They apply to colleges and they don't get into the ones they want to go to because they got to keep space for other demographics.
Yeah, this plan was introduced by Assemblymember Joaquin Arambula, Democrat from Fresno. Of course, it's always a Democrat. He says it's the ambiguity for undocumented individuals, despite the fact that they've qualified under existing criteria, such as having a qualified mortgage. It underscores the pressing need to introduce this legislation. So it's Assembly Bill 1840, and if passed, it does broaden the definition of first-time homebuyer to include undocumented immigrants or illegal aliens or people who didn't follow the rules to get here, unlike
have paid people nothing in my into family. The system.
Yeah, they just
want something for free.
Exactly.
I got the answer.
What?
No.
No.
Can you say that in Spanish, though?
No. Or no way.
No.
Can't do it. It just. I mean, let's talk about the people who have migrated here and done it the right way and worked really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mexican culture, they work so hard. And so many of those families have come here and done the best they could the right way. How about we take care of them? You know, because they're the money can only go so far. We start giving it away to people that are illegally coming off across the border, we're going to run out.
No, we'll just
California's print, already running.
No, we'll
out.
Just print
we can't
more.
Sustain this.
We just
state
print
in
more.
Current
condition. No, we just print more.
No, that makes it's, more. It eventually crashes.
It hasn't yet, so just keep printing it. I mean, I keep hearing it's going to crash too, and I mean, they like to hold up Italy as the example of where the their currency was supposed to collapse and it didn't, and they just kept going by, you know, they just white-knuckled through it and eventually recovered. And it was not the dire consequences that everybody was talking about. So, no, just print more money. It's fine.
Just print more.
Terrible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
Nope.
But that's you know, that's who's in charge, right? The adults are in charge, and that's what they think we should be doing. So
no, the adults are definitely not in charge. We don't have adults running the place.
No, the adult that should be running the place is in court in New York City right now.
Oh.
But now let's segue to this new survey here from Citizen Free Press. The percentage of states that want mass deportation. So the blue states, of course, California only 32%, Washington 41%, Oregon 19%, Texas 78% of the population. Oh, wow. Wants mass deportation. 64% from Montana, 74% Florida. But yeah, everywhere. But everywhere.
Well, you could probably map that out and figure it out just based on the map.
Well,
the states that have
here's
right
the map.
Next to so the border, you gotta,
yeah. So I mean, the states that are closest to the borders are the highest.
Yeah, Michigan's not worried about anything.
No, because they're all you know, people only come from Canada. And nobody cares about Canada.
Right. Oregon, they're too stoned.
Yeah. Okay. My sister's an ER nurse in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, she talks about all the hopheads who come in and they're just whacked out of their minds and in some cases close to death and they got to be somehow saved. And, you know, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, here, you know, California strikes again. So
what state has the highest? Is it Texas?
Texas at 78% and...
You said no. Florida was 74.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's 81 in there.
One of the Carolinas. I think North Carolina is 80%.
Okay, so they're in first place?
81 for Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So, what's California at?
32%.
32.
That's how dumb our state is.
Yeah.
Just.
Well, you just have to look at Sacramento to see how dumb our state is. I mean, it's not... you know, I mean, and people keep leaving, although Newsom did a big thing over the weekend saying that tourism was up. People are coming here to visit, but we know, you know, just because you're here to visit doesn't mean you're going to stay.
Yeah.
So you're going to come in, spend some money, and then leave. And,
nope. Okay,
if that's your barometer, then that's fine. But these people are only buying things and paying taxes on what they buy for a short period of time, and then they're leaving. You can't run a state on that.
Well, and I think we, I say we because I live in California, not because I identify with the leadership here, but my understanding is that state of California has more people on the street than all of the other states combined, and yet we want to just keep giving things away.
It's, mm-hmm.
Our state can't sustain itself.
No.
It's
no,
a good thing we have some tourism.
Yeah.
So without that, we'd really be dead.
Right.
Tech industry's leaving. We don't have an automaker anymore.
No. Tech industry's laying off in huge numbers as well.
And they're moving to other places.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to go to Texas. We're going to go to other places and set up shop. We're going to be generating nothing anymore.
Yeah. Right. Another 10 years or so.
Well, except 10 or 15 years. No, we'll continue to generate bad policy. That's what we'll do. And forest fires.
Yeah.
We can generate PG&E increases.
Yeah. That'll work. It's fine. Everything's fine. Fine.
Yeah. Don't look up. Don't look up.
Now,
yeah, but it's sunny and 70, Brian.
That's right. If you want to know,
everybody just, should be able to experience the sunny, if, sunny weather.
You know, you don't realize how nice California is until you go somewhere else, and it's like it just doubles the tragedy that it is nicer here than pretty much anywhere else. Yet we have all this garbage we have to deal with.
In what way? In one way.
Compared to environment and weather. I mean,
those are the same.
Yeah. No. Well. Okay.
So one way.
So okay. Weather. So one way. Exactly. Go to Texas. Go to Nevada. Minnesota, Montana, it's like you're going to have extremes, especially in Texas. I hate Texas. You'd think I would love Texas. You can buy a machine gun there. But, you know, they got bugs as big as your fist. All right, it's awful there.
Which means the fishing is good.
It's just awful.
So they have better fishing.
Yeah, okay. And then I come back to California, and it's like it is so nice here, but I have to put up with all this crap.
I bet you most states you could come up with at least five things that were better in that state than in California.
It's, for me...
It won't be weather.
For me, it's... Well, you see, it's got to take a lot, because for me, it stops at the weather. It's like if I'm not comfortable in the environment, then I hate it.
Okay, cost of living.
Yeah.
Taxes.
Yeah.
Real estate.
Yeah. That's all marginal now.
Policy.
Well,
pretty much every state's going to beat us on at least those four.
Okay,
and that's just off the top of my head.
And then go spend some time there and see if it makes a difference, because it's like I thought I would love Texas. I got in-laws in Texas, and we go see them, and I thought, oh, this is going to be great. And it's like,
nope.
No, this is awful. This is a swamp.
Oh, I've had a great time in Texas.
I'm sure you have.
San Antonio downtown.
Have you smelled
Austin?
No, have you smelled downtown San Antonio? It's
bro, I could take you to places in California that smell worse than that. And we got multiple.
Yeah, but it's like I'm not leaving California to go have the same smell in Texas.
Why not? If the smell is the same, but your taxes are lower, your better policy.
And I can buy a machine gun. No, it's not enough.
Cost of goods.
It's not enough. And groceries. I got a SWAT bugs that are bigger than my fist. No.
That's just one thing.
Well, you got a point there. All right, so we've got this is our last big segment before we do our wrap-up. So I want to get this in where Gen Z workers don't want anybody talking about sports at work.
Interesting.
So this is from Newsweek. Gen Z workers don't want to engage in sports analysis with their colleagues more than any other age group. Gen Z wishes they could ban the talk of sports at work compared to 9% of the national average. And this is according to CNBC, higher than any other generation dissing sports at work. Baby boomers, Gen X, millennials, they don't care. So that begs the question, why do they not want to talk about sports? Why do they refer to it as sports ball, which is supposed to be some sort of derogatory term now, because really,
I just don't think you understand that the more time we spend talking about sports, the less time we have to talk about social injustice.
Well, exactly. That's exactly
ongoing wars.
That sounds like it.
That's exactly
for underprivileged people.
That's exactly the point I was going to make. It's
fight
like,
of violence.
See, Gen Z is focused on politics. And talking about sports distracts from politics. Also, they're all fat and uncoordinated and on pills, and they can't throw a ball anyway.
Unsure what they are.
Yeah, and it's unsure what they are. They can't even figure out what bathroom to use. How do they throw a ball? You know, but it not being a sports fan myself, I still understand that talking about games and sports, et cetera, is a great way for people to bond over stuff, over a common interest, and it is basically benign. You're not going to get, it's not politics and religion where you're going to end up having a huge
argument
that is not, you might have an argument over who's a better thrower or catcher, what have you, it's not going
to
be.
You have to have actual facts and be paying attention. And the great thing about sports is sports never lie.
Right.
Right. If Boston loses, pick your sport.
Right.
If Boston loses and you come in and say, it's a bummer that Boston lost. And they say, yeah, I really like Boston. Okay, great. How come? Well, they got to generate some reasons, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's fair that Boston lost because I think they should be in the finals. And it's like, well, that you think that is great, but they played a game based on rules and they scored less points. So the other team won, whether you like it or not.
Well, see, Gen Z can't handle that, though.
Yeah. when you have to have a conversation that involves facts and reason, then opinion, it's harder to have opinion.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they run out of legs to stand on.
So here's
But they, I mean, they might as well talk about sports. They don't know anything right. about
but,
it.
But here's,
and they talk about politics, and they don't know anything about it.
Exactly. But here's some more on that, where 69% of Gen Z...
You said moron accidentally.
Oh, I did, didn't I? But no, but just to see where Gen Z's focus is, they will be more likely to apply for a job if recruitment materials include a racially diverse employee base. I mean, that's what they want. They want the social stuff, the political stuff. They don't want to talk about if Boston's better than I can't say Oakland
I got the answer.
Anymore.
I got the answer.
What?
This time I'm going to say yes. Go start that business. Go start a business and hire racially diverse and pay attention to all your social justice stuff and do the best you can. I wish you the best. I hope you kill it and knock it out of the park. Go ahead. And we'll see how that works. Businesses are in business for one reason.
Mm-hmm.
We figured this out, right?
Yeah. Yes.
To make money.
Yeah. A new Freedom Economy Index says small business owners think Gen Z are the least reliable employees. 40% of hiring managers admitted they're biased against them because they're just apparently painful to deal with.
What's the demographic? What's the age for Gen Z? I never can remember all
these
titles.
I don't know.
I can't remember if I'm a Gen X or Gen Y.
I would say they're in their, I mean, they're working age.
Intramillennial.
So late teens, early 20s now. So old enough to get hired for office jobs, so they'd have to be out of college.
Okay. Yeah. So 18 to 25?
Sure.
You're just making it up.
Yeah, we're just making it up, but it's probably close.
Because
I know the youngest millennials are in their 30s now, so it's close.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the culture we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, father-in-law wants to watch the news. So I turn on the news, and the one that happened to be on at the time that was live was CBS. So I turn it on, I get it going, I set him up, and then I thought, I don't want to watch the news. So I went in the other room. I started working on something else, but the TV's loud so he can hear, and so I can overhear it from the other room. And just kind of subliminally hearing the stuff that they were talking about and the perspective that they had on it, it was so twisted. And you could hear the bias in almost every story to the point where it's like, you know what, I just want to go turn it off because I don't even want him to listen to this stuff.
It just it kills brain cells.
But I mean, that required me getting up out of my chair, so I just let him listen to it.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
Oh, my gosh. Not news anymore.
Nope. And that's it for our segment. We got our post-game wrap-up next, and hopefully we can tie this all together and make it mean something. Back after this.
Good luck, Gracie.
Drake and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com, back for our final post-game wrap-up where we try to make it all make sense, which is sometimes easier said than done.
Has it ever happened?
We've come close a couple of times.
I'm biting my tongue right now because I know we make sense every week. It's the rest of them out there that are crazy.
So, Scott, you usually have all the notes of what we've discussed. And,
yes. Today we got our post-game wrap-up brought to you by... Mom.
Okay.
I was realizing that I've referenced mom several times in the show.
You did.
And all the life truths, life hacks, they call them now. I just call them life truths or just truth. And things that she taught me over there. And guess what's coming up this Sunday?
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, today as we record this, Mother's Day is Sunday.
Mother's Day is coming up.
Yes.
So shout out to mom because she was an excellent parent. And raised a brilliant son.
Well, she raised three of them. So which one's the brilliant one?
One of the other two. Right. But, and the opportunity to do something and remind everybody who's listening, do something for mom this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We already have our plans. My mother called me yesterday and said that all the restaurants she lives in Brentwood now. She says, I can't find anything. Everything's booked.
Right.
And see, can we do it on Saturday instead? And it's like, well, okay, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
So we're going to do Mother's Day on Saturday. And she doesn't say this, but she'll still expect a call on Sunday. Just because we do Saturday doesn't mean you're free from not calling Sunday. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, and why not? Moms are great, right?
Yep.
You still got mom? You got mom.
Yeah.
You still got mom around?
No.
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 Sorry, dude. Wow, I just
sorry. You just killed the show again.
I know. Right? I'm good at it,
man.
So here's another life hack. Okay, you know what other day is Mom's Day?
Which one?
Your birthday.
Yeah.
On my birthday, mm-hmm. I figured this out years ago.
Yep.
My birthday, my original birthday, I did nothing. I barely started breathing. Mm-hmm. Right. My birthday is really about the day she did all the work. So when my birthday hits, I have this little competition in my own head where I try to make sure I call my mom mm-hmm. before she calls me to wish me happy birthday. I try to call her and thank her for my birthday.
I see.
A serious points right there.
Okay.
So give that a try.
Yeah.
That's a little too syrupy for me, but right? All right.
Well, I think I can do that.
You need to work on your emotional language, Brian.
Well,
social justice applies to moms as well.
Oh, wow.
What else do we have?
I don't know, but can we tell that girl not to come back no more? The one that was just talking.
Whatever you mean, Scott,
I'm coming back every week. You need my influence.
Oh, no.
Can't stand her.
We might be seeing his split personality problems come to the surface here. We might need to call with a confused therapist and we need an exorcist. What am I talking about?
Squirrel.
So anything else on your list?
No, I just moms.
Yeah.
Moms. Yeah. You know, we'll do another one about dad in a couple of weeks because
sure.
That one will be coming up. When we're in year two.
Yeah. No, wait.
Next week starts year two for us.
Yeah.
First show of year two.
Yeah.
Email us. Tell us what you think. Suggestions, ideas. How do you fall asleep? Any of those things. What are you doing for mom? Love to hear that from some people.
Mm-hmm.
DrakeandScott@gmail.com. And put a third T on Scott.
And spell it all out, including the and. And we'll read them on the air if we get any. Well, that's we went over on a couple of segments, so let's wrap up about 30 seconds early. So all right. Show 52 in the can.
Woo-hoo.
So it's holla. It's been great. Let's keep it going for a while.
Right on, gents.
All right. Well, we'll see you all next week. It's Drake and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com. Throw your hat in the air, Mary.
Meow.